Hi everybody, this is Wit from Spiderbait. When I'm passing through Carrum, aside from slowing down to 50 kilometres an hour and reminisce about doing the Eel Race Road Rumba or the Whatley Street Wiggle, I like to tune in to Radio Carrum and get down with the good vibes.
Welcome to Radio Carrum. We've got Nick
Thank
and
you.
we've got Pete here. Great to have you guys here in Radio Carrum. And look, are you guys local?
Well, kind of, probably almost as local as actually we are, because Pete and I are both in Caulfield. So
up the road.
Just up the road from Brooke. So I think, you know, she's in Bentley, so we're all sort
there,
of
there. And and Pete was mentioning his parents live in Carrum as well too.
They're around the corner, so I'm looking to get maybe a little lunch. I'm hopefully get a bit of lunch right after this.
We love it, folks. Local people, we love that sort of stuff, folks. We've got a fantastic old country scene going on in Melbourne. You guys are part of that. Look, how did you get into this sort of form of music? I mean, not everyone chooses, you know, this sort of old country folky music. They sort of, you know, there's a lot of great music out there and choices to go, why this type of music, fellas?
Well, I mean, back in the 90s, I was sort of in a death metal band with my brother playing around places like the Great Britain Hotel and the Corner. And
God, I remember that.
Yeah, that's right. But the music I've always loved to play at home is acoustic, you know, acoustic music. Yeah. And, you know, I grew up, my parents played a lot of sort of, you know, things like James Taylor and Neil Young and those sorts of records. And so I kind of grew up with that in my childhood. And when I sort of started writing songs, this just naturally was the sort of music that that connected with me, you know, with how I could sort of present the ideas in my head and get them out there into, you know, into songs.
Do you have a favourite song or album that you sort of it's a hard question, I get it.
No, that's all right. Look, Liz String is probably one of my greatest influences.
Okay, and, wow. That's unusual. People don't normally, as you mentioned, overseas artists,
Look, most of my favourite artists are Australians. Well,
I love that.
Jason Isbell is a huge influence, but people like Karen Fields, Jen Clower, they're all sorts of people that I absolutely
Oh, they're stars.
Love. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Look, you're going to play us a few tracks for us.
Yeah,
I reckon
yeah.
let's get into the music, eh?
Absolutely.
I'm a bit worried about the folks. We're at the moment down at Radio, down at Carrum, we've got all the kids playing, and shortly we've got the old blokes coming out and playing their under 55s age group footy. So they'll be playing out and there'll be sirens going and all sorts of things. So we want to get the music in as soon as we can before we get the match started.
Absolutely.
So let's get it. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play something off, it was actually our first release. We did a recording at Hailstone Studios with a guy called Paulie Bignell, who plays in the Detonators, but he's got a great little studio.
That band.
Yeah, that's right.
They're so still going, are they?
They're still getting around, yeah, absolutely.
God, but he's got the rockabilly sound happening?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's got this amazing studio in his backyard that's got, like, you know, bicycles hanging from the ceiling and,
why not?
You know, amplifiers everywhere because he's a bit of a collector. But
there you go.
Yeah, we did a four-track release a couple of years ago, and this song's called Private School. And look, I suppose it's, you know, there's a lot of, particularly this morning, some pretty terrible stuff in the news. But for me, I've always had, you know, difficulty balancing things like work and the stresses with that, with sort of getting outside that and knowing all the good things that are going on in your life. So it's sort of about just being, you know, thankful for the good stuff in your life.
Good on you, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, this is The Distant South.
I was feeling rough today. The world was weighing down on me like those sodden Melbourne clouds. Rain down on me and wash the working week away. Remind me that it's just a way to pay the rent and feed the kids and send them off to private school. And oh, send them off to private school. Send them off to private school. so they can take the tension in real style. Walking up to Caulfield Station, blocks of flats are bursting from the ruins of the Spanish Mission, graveyards of the Federation. I don't have the time to linger, got to catch the 805 that takes me through the city loop and drops me off at panic stations. Oh, so I can drive the Audi home. So I can buy that new iPhone and watch and wait for the likes to come in. Sometimes I can't see the good things right before my eyes, my eyes. Roof over my head, amazing boys, and there's my wife, my wife. The sun is in her hair, the life is everywhere. If only I could see myself through her big blue lashed eyes. Tossed and turned and thought the worst about myself, my mental health. Will I fix that kitchen shelf? I worry about my kids these days, little screens that steal their dreams and keep them in a darkened room when they could all be climbing trees. And oh, they could all be climbing trees. They could all be climbing trees and grazing knees and jumping from the roof of the hay shed. Sometimes I can't see the good things right before my eyes, my eyes. Roof over my head, amazing boys, and there's my wife, my wife. Sun is in her hair, the life is everywhere. If only I could see myself through her big blue lashed eyes.
Folks, listening to The Distant South, this is Nick and Pete. Loving the banjo sound, mate.
It's great, isn't
very
it?
Very cool stuff going on here in the studios. Now, of course, you got your EP launch coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Next on the 4th
right.
of...
sorry, on the 20th.
20th of April. Yeah, at the at George Lane.
Yeah, that's right.
What can we expect from the show? Is like the whole band playing, obviously, and support acts, the whole deal?
Right. So we're very, very lucky to have an amazing artist called Chris Mitzi opening for us. We really should be opening for him. He's that good. But, so he's a solo, multi-award-winning solo artist. So he'll be playing some of his beautiful songs before us. And then we've got the full band. So it's myself and Pete. We've got Tim Cav on bass, John Otis on drums, and Brad Partridge, who's my longtime musical collaborator on some dobro and slide guitar and electric guitar.
Love the dobro.
So it'll be the big band sound and George Lanez, you know, it's a beautiful venue.
It is a lovely venue.
So doors open at 7:30. Chris is on at 8:15 and then, we hit the stage at 9:30.
Ooh, very nice. And so is this part of like – this release sort of going to trigger other shows, subsequent shows, or what's the story here?
Look, we've got a bunch of shows lined up, but this is probably the big one as far as launching these songs. We actually recorded these – so there's four tracks. Three of them we recorded with Miles Mumford Rolling Stock Studios. And they were mastered by Adam Dempsey, who's an amazing producer. But so we recorded those a bit over a year ago and launched an album last year.
Yep.
So there's three songs that we haven't released, so we're launching those as part of this EP and also releasing a song that we recorded back at Hailstone with Paulie Bignall. It's a cover of the song Killing the Blues. I'm singing that with our beautiful friend Renee Bufton, who played violin on our record.
Let's have another track, fellas.
Yeah, sure.
What do you reckon? What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to do a song called 1929.
Now, what's this all about? Come on.
Well, Marcus, here's a test for you. What happened in 1929?
Was it the start of the Depression?
Yes, well done. Oh, well done. So, look, it's a little bit of a play on words, you know, a bit about, you know, battles with depression and stuff like that. But, it's a little bit about that.
Let's go, fellas.
All right. Repeat?
Yeah.
What? 2, 3, 4.
She don't get gets undressed, my heart tends to rest. I'll take a dose of a roll of Prozac anytime. When I start thinking my life might soon be over, oh, when I start thinking my life ain't worth a dime, she done put me straight most every time. She done put me straight most every time. Oh, she done put me straight most every time.
Woo! Folks, you're listening to The Distant South. We've got Nick, Pete, and Tim's just rocked up as well too. Woo! With his bass. Here we go, he's over here. Tim, are you going to sing as well too?
I will.
Backing vocals? Oh, I'll move the microphone over for you in a second.
What's next, Mick?
Yeah. He doesn't need a microphone, he's loud enough.
He's it? Oh, they're good. Do you want to get into the next song? What are you going to play for us?
We're going to do... We'll do Set Me Free. So this is actually the single that we're launching. Off the EP.
Beauty.
So, look, there's a bit of a theme going here, but, you know.
Tell us, what's the theme?
Well, the theme is, it's me doing my self-talk about through my songs about, just concentrating on the good stuff around you, getting outside of my head and being present.
Yeah.
This song, well, you know, the line is "Set me free from all the things that worry me," and I think a lot of people can relate to that. You know, don't sweat the small things. You know, and enjoy what's going on around you.
That's it.
I'm loving it.
Yeah,
folks, listening to The Distant South on Radio Karam. Here we go.
Yeah, ready, boys. Actually, so we don't have our capo master in the room. So Brad Partridge is our capo master. He goes, Nick.
That doesn't sound like A minor to me.
Yeah, it's not on capo 2. So.
Others ruminate on gossip from friends. Kids are stressed that there's no Wi-Fi now and then. Where will it end? I'm forever asking what they think of me. Instead of making hay, well, I got all my faculties. We're a long time dead, my poor old daddy said to me. You set me free from all the things that worry me, that never come to be, but take the best away from me. Give me time to know just where to draw the line. I always miss the sign pointing me toward the sunshine. We're forever trying to feather round nest egg, while the man stands by, he's taking half of all my bread. No 9 to 5, it's 6 till 8. At this rate, I'll be dead for my time. I should be cradling my dream. shine. Won't you set me free from all the things that worry me, that never come to be, but take the best away from me. Oh, give me time to know just where to draw the line. I always miss the sign pointing me toward the sunshine. Set me free from all the things that worry me, that never come to be, but take the best away from me. Give me time to know just where to draw the line. I always miss the sign pointing me toward the sunshine. I always miss the sun pointing me toward the sunshine.
You guys are bloody good.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoying it. Wow. Folks, I know you're screaming for more, so am I. Let's have another song, fellas. Come on.
Great. Well, have you ever listened to any Cannibal Corpse or Punch and Stench, Marcus, in your time?
Back in your day, was it?
Yeah, that's right. That's
this
right.
Is your. Are you talking about your metal band, eh?
Yeah, my metal band days.
What were the name again?
The main band we played in, and our greatest claim to fame was that we were the most mispronounced band in Impress and Beat magazine two years running.
Very good.
We were called Bro Hugnahog.
I can see how that could happen.
That's right. Yeah. So anyway, we're not playing a Bro Hugnahog song or a Cannibal Corpse song. We're going to play Ready to Run, it is in drop D, which is a favoured tuning for a lot of metal bands.
Folks, you're listening to The Distant South on Radio Carrum. We've got Nick, Pete and Tim in the studio now. Tim's playing the bass just over there.
Hello.
Here we go. And he's singing some backing vocals as well too.
My harmonica, I think I've left out.
Do you want to go and get it?
Yeah.
You go and get it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go and get it. We got some time.
Sweetheart of the Rodeo in the meantime, because we're just talking about how to find an album. The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we love the Birds on this show, folks. Big fans of the Birds. And in particular, if I could just mention a plug, Gene Clark. The greatest of songwriter of all time. Was a Birds man. And, of course, years ago, you may know this, Nick, we actually, back in the day, there was an album released called You Can't Hide Your Love Forever. It was a tribute to Gene Clark. And all these old country musicians came in to record a track of Gene Clark back in the day. It was about 2001 or so. You probably can't find it. In fact, it sold out at the time. It was only a limited release. But big fans of Gene Clark on this show. And we love it, folks, how all these musicians nowadays around Melbourne. Back in the day when it was old country was sort of a thing, but now it's everywhere. And Distant South are part of that. Great.
Great. Yeah. All right.
Just tuning the banjo, which is always ongoing drama, isn't it? Any banjo players out there, they know that.
We couldn't do the show, Marcus, without a banjo joke. Pete, have you got one for us?
Here we go. Yeah, Put the microphone up a bit higher, mate. There you go.
Have a banjo joke for you. What's the difference between a banjo player and a pepperoni pizza?
I don't know. What is it, mate?
A pepperoni pizza can feed a family of three.
Oh!
That's a new one. Excellent. All right. Just wanted to say thanks so much for having us on, Marcus. We really appreciate it. This is called Ready to Run. Making Melburnians feel like they're home.
late night revelers, ears are still ringing from sticky carpets and amplified jubilation, and the bouncers make peace with the drunken patrons. Sunday afternoons making us nervous, cause all that's left of the weekend is what wasn't done, and the prospect of facing what our lives become. Yesterday, said an old mate of ours had just passed away, by his own hand and found by the children he loved. My friend said we should all have a get together, make some good from this bad, ask about each other. You can call me a cynic, but we're all on our own.
God, you guys. So, folks, that's a track from the EP.
That's actually from our previous album.
Previous album.
Our debut album, The Distant South.
Folks, Distant South, they're launching their new EP, Set Me Free, at the George Lane, on Saturday the 20th of April. Thank you for coming in, the fellas. So, Nick, Pete and Tim, thank you for coming into Radio Karam all the way. Actually, not too far. How far did you travel from?
Preston.
A bit of a distance of Preston. On a Sunday morning. Yeah. And trying to find a park around here as well too. A bit tricky. Where do you end up parking? Down that way? Oh, God, yeah, okay.
It's coming straight from church too. So.
It's a very busy day down here at Karam.
Yeah, I had to make sure it was fully on fire.
Folks, so thanks very much for joining us today. Great to have you on Radio Karam. We'd love to get you back in the studio again playing live. And as I mentioned, folks, it's been filmed the whole time. So you got these three blokes on film, and it'll become a podcast. It'll become also a YouTube video as well too. We can watch them do their thing as well too. So, great to have you back on.
Thanks, Marcus.
Again. Thank you very much for coming in.
Hi, this is Matt Jogal, and you're listening to Radio Karam, which is local community internet radio. And we were having a chat about community radio earlier and how important it is to Melbourne, how important it is to the scene here, the music scene, but also the wider community. So check out Radio Karam. Tune in.
Oi, 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 oi.
IGA, it's shopping night. Oi. IGA, where the price is right. Seaford North IGA, for your groceries and liquor. IGA Express, there's nothing quicker.